China. It's become something of a whipping boy in the presidential campaign. Both candidates say China's trade policy creates barriers for U.S. exporters.
All the tough talk hasn't seemed to have stopped China's hundreds of thousands of newly rich from coming to spend their millions right here in the United States and spending a lot of it right here in Southern California on things like high-end real estate. The BBC's Rajesh Merchandani has been looking into this for us, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
For decades, the San Gabriel Valley has been home to growing Asian populations. So in some ways, it's not a huge surprise that they account for a lot of the home purchases. It sounds like you found out that that's not just affecting the housing market, it's actually changing it. Is that right?
It's actually changing the houses themselves as well, and this is interesting. Let me give you a little bit of background here. You said there that the San Gabriel Valley, obviously, you know, we've known 30, 40 years, growing Asian populations, big communities, settled communities. We all know if you want good Chinese food, that's where you go. And actually, just for a bit of background, I got the home sales statistics firm DataQuick to run some numbers for me. And they found in terms of that obviously Asians are major players in the housing market in the San Gabriel Valley, or SGV, as we'll call it. But what they found is that the name Chen, people with the name surname Chen, buy more houses than any other group in the San Gabriel Valley. And in fact, if you look down the list, the top 10 names are all Asians. And here's a quick question for both of you, actually. Do you know what the highest ranking on that list non-Asian name might be and where it comes on that list? Anyone get
that? I don't know if I want to even guess.
Non-Asian ranking name. I was going to say Smith, because who knows?
Martinez.
Actually, it's Hernandez.
Okay. Hey!
I was closer, Alex.
A wins.
But it doesn't come until number 81 on that list.
Wow.
So that gives you a taste of how dominant Asians are in the housing market in San Gabriel Valley. But what does that tell us, though? I mean, that they could be Asian Americans, a lot of them. What we're seeing now, though, and this is what's interesting, and this is the news, is that Chinese nationals are buying up high-end properties in the San Gabriel Valley. They are cornering the market. And they're all cash buyers as well. The majority of them are cash buyers. And they have specific requirements in a house as well. I went to see one of the properties that is, you know, very big, the type of thing that Chinese buyers would want. And you may think I'm stereotyping, but having spoken to realtors, I'm actually not. And I brought the glossy brochure in here, 4 pages laminated. I mean, obviously, listeners can't see this, but Alex, I know you can see this. I'm going to pass this around to you. You can see, you know, the front of that house
it's
is
very nice.
Yeah,
El Campo Drive.
Yeah.
It's big.
It's 150 feet long, the front of that house.
Wow.
It sits on 2 acres. It has 8 bedrooms.
Fully modern kitchen.
Well, the kitchen is interesting. There's actually 2 of them. We'll talk a bit more about that in a second. And it's on the market at $8.9 million.
Ooh,
wow. Now, I was shown around by the realtor, Brent Chang of Coldwell Banker, who had this property, and he pointed out a few features of the house that are specifically requested by Chinese buyers.
Yeah, you've got the marble floors. You've got the crystal chandelier. The sweeping staircase, it really screams success.
So we go through some double doors with nice leaded windows in them, and we come out to another hallway.
Again. Right, so this house actually has 2 master bedrooms. It's got a downstairs master on your left, and we'll just peep in here real quickly. You know, multi-generations live in these homes. So the downstairs master would be for the mother and father, so they wouldn't have to go up the stairs. Kitchen.
This is the big kitchen. Mm-hmm. Come back with me through here. It takes quite a while to walk across this kitchen. So this room here, this is a second kitchen. Tell me about this.
This is the second kitchen. So a lot of Chinese cooking is very aromatic. So they like a separate kitchen so you can kind of close the door and not expose your guests with the associated kind of smells with those foods. This would be used for a mahjong room. So we have card rooms. The Asian families have a mahjong room. And they would have, especially the grandmother or the owner's parents would have her friends over. You see a lot of old ladies in the mahjong room spending their time, spending the day playing mahjong.
So this is where the real fun takes place.
Exactly.
2 kitchens. You see, I should have thought of that. I'm kicking my daughter out of her room.
You can always make an offer on that house after the show. I'll give you the number.
Right away.
With your $8.9 million.
So, Rajesh, why are Chinese so big on buying property here in SoCal?
Well, we've discussed one reason already. There's history here. There's community. You know, Asian communities already in the SGV, and they want to be where communities are. Everyone wants that. Also, in some areas like San Marino, there are very good public schools. San Marino has the best in California. And Asians, particularly Chinese, are very hot on education for their kids. And so that is definitely, from the realtors I'm talking to, definitely a very major factor in why they're buying in those areas. Some are buying second homes, you know, business people in China. These are China's newly rich, capitalist newly rich. They're buying second homes and they may only live in them for a few months of a year because maybe they have businesses that they're trading in the U.S.
Rajesh, there are also, of course, thousands of Chinese students studying here. Are some of their parents buying properties? I hope not properties like this, the $8.9 million ones, but are they buying houses, apartments here for them while they go to school?
I think it's all wrapped into the same thing, yes, Alex. I mean, remember, USC has, what, some 8,000 Chinese students, more than any other university in the U.S. And some of those students are lucky enough to have homes bought for them by mummy and daddy from China. But also it's seen as a very good investment, you see. Although we think of the Southland as having some of the highest property prices in America in the world. In China, $2 million would probably buy you a two-bedroom apartment in Shanghai. Mm. Here, you can probably get a mansion. Not that one that we've been looking
at. Maybe just get one kitchen.
Yeah, perhaps nice just kitchen. One kitchen. Also, remember, China has strict rules on taking capital out of the country and higher inflation than the US. So business owners with the profits in dollars, they don't want to take them back to China. Better to invest them right here. In the last few years, that's what the Chinese have been doing, almost to the exclusion of other groups. And in respect to that 8.9 million house and others like it, I spoke to Brent Chang, that realtor, about it, and he was telling me that almost all his clients are Chinese and they're pretty much all cash buyers.
On an $8 million home, they may have $40 million in their bank account, so they have a lot of money to cover the purchase. When we ask where it comes from, it's usually their business owner.
So would it be fair to say that the Chinese are cornering the market for multi-million dollar mansions in the San Gabriel Valley?
Right now, yeah, absolutely. So I'd say about 90% are Chinese. Yeah,
90% in this area buying the high-end homes are Chinese.
Yeah. To be able to say that you live in San Marino has a lot of cachet to it, to the Asian buyer. And you can go to Beijing or Shanghai and say, oh, yeah, I live in San Marino. And immediately that's recognizable. That person is obviously done well for himself or herself.
Is there also though something about the allure of buying and owning something American? Does the American thing have anything to do with it?
It does. And in fact, we, when we bring a house to the market, we put an American flag out. We make it look like the American dream.
What we're seeing there then is that Chinese buyers with a lot of money are buying into the American dream, and they're coming here spending vast amounts of cash and getting a taste of the freedoms that they don't necessarily enjoy at home.
Now, here's probably a sticky issue, maybe. How are the people that have been living there a long time, the long-time residents, reacting to this influx of Chinese from the mainland?
Well, remember, the Asians have been in San Gabriel Valley now for a lot of years, decades, in fact. So they're part of the fabric of that community. But there is an effect of these Chinese buyers at the high end. They are pushing up prices. That realtor told me, if you wanted to buy a starter home in San Marino a few years ago, you could be getting it for under a million. Now it's definitely more than a million. And that's definitely a result of cash buyers from China. He also said there's less community because some of them don't spend many months of the year in the areas they've bought properties in. There's more absenteeism. And over the years, there's been demographic shifts, obviously, in the San Gabriel Valley, places like San Marino. And this is the reaction I got from some of the non-Asian residents of that city.
I mean, people now call San Marino Chan Marino, which I think is funny.
Do you think they're having an effect on house prices?
Yes, they are. I had a relative who was looking for a home in this area, and he felt squeezed out.
The high school and the other schools around here have found that their students are doing much better. I think it's the influx of the Asian culture that seems to drive a lot of that, because they're very interested in their children doing well.
The house prices are fine. You know, they're fairly wealthy, so you know, the prices are stable. The businesses are not doing so well. You know, if you go along Huntington Drive, I'm just amazed at how many businesses have gone by the wayside. Because I think they have a tendency to, you know, patronize their own people.
I hear a little bit in the end of that, just a bit of their own people, you know, that phrase. Are you hearing a little bit maybe of an undercurrent of suspicion about these new neighbors?
I don't think this is racism. I think it's resistance to change, if anything. I didn't discern particularly any tensions or resentment, but some were concerned about the effect of China's rise here in the San Gabriel Valley. And that's also interesting, a message that's being echoed by both Obama and Romney on the election campaign. They've both criticized Chinese trade practices recently. It's become an election issue. And they made those criticisms in the swing state of Ohio, which is very interesting because just last week, actually, no, just ending yesterday, Ohio leaders have been hosting a trade conference in Toledo, Ohio, and most of the delegates have been Chinese business people. They want China to invest because they think it will create jobs here. Maybe not homegrown jobs, but jobs.
So you got all these Chinese business people coming in, lots of money. They're buying all these big luxury homes. Anything else that they're buying around here?
Oh, loads of things. I mean, as we just talked about, you know, investing in businesses. I found, you know, the Chinese are buying the AMC movie theater chain, the second largest chain in America. Deal said to be worth $2.6 billion. They're investing massively in energy companies, particularly in China, in Canada. They even a Chinese company even bought an alfalfa ranch in Utah to supply China's growing dairy industry. And the realtor I was talking to, Brent Chang, he says, look, the Chinese see the U.S. as a land of opportunity. And he thinks Americans should view China as the hand or checkbook of opportunity, too.
Without China's massively growing economy, our economy would be certainly depressed, especially the housing area around here. You know, we've been lucky that we haven't seen the decline in the market that many of the surrounding areas have.
And that's because of Chinese buyers?
Solely because of Chinese buyers. Yeah, I mean, if they weren't here to prop up our economy and prop up our housing market, we would see the same decline that they're seeing on the west side, they're seeing, you know, in other parts of the states and largely in the United States. So by having these Chinese investors here, it's been a huge boon to our economy locally.
What's interesting about what he's talking about there is that this is money coming into the U.S. There may be an issue down the line of, you know, are the Chinese owning all these investments and companies and where are the profits going? And I think this is something that the presidential candidates are also playing on. But in Ohio and Toledo, we saw that business leaders think, well, right now we need the jobs. And so I think what's interesting is, for example, you know, if you're going down to the Mid-Autumn Moon Festival in Chinatown this weekend, when you're munching down on your mooncake, just remember there is a lot of Chinese money already in the US. You could argue about it having positive and negative impacts, but it isn't going away. And if anything, it's getting more.
That's Rajesh Murthandani of the BBC. Looking forward to hearing your full report on the radio on that. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.